أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض مما يأكل الناس والأنعام حتى إذا أخذت الأرض زخرفها وزينت وظن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليها أتاها أمرنا ليلا أو نهارا فجعلناها حصيدا كأن لم تغن بالأمس كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يتفكرون. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayat number 24 of Surah Yunus. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the inherent quality of man. That is, Allah gives us His rahmah, He bestows upon us His rahmah. We are pleased with it, we are happy, but then we turn away from Allah. A person in the depths of the ocean, he experiences turbulence, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala emancipates, man forgets and once again he goes back to his shirk, his polytheism and ascribing partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us an example of the life of this world, a very unique example. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, innama mathalul hayati dunya. Certainly the similitude, the example of the life of this world, kama in anzalnahu minas sama, is like water that we send down from the sky. Fakhtalata bihi nabatul ard, then the vegetation of the land mixes with that water. Mimma ya'kulu an-nasu wal an'am, from which human beings and animals eat. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down the rains. The rains come down, and after the rains come down, we find that the vegetation once again begins to grow. The land becomes lush, and that is what insan eats, man eats, that is what animals will eat. In other words, that is the sustenance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept for us on this earth. Then Allah ta'ala speaks about the second aspect of it. Hatta idha akhadati al-ardu zukhrufaha wa zayyanat, until the earth shows out its splendor and its beauty, it becomes absolutely lush, it becomes absolutely green, the different colors of the different flowers, the different trees, etc., beauty that can never be explained. That is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings this earth to that point. وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا. Now at that point, the people on this earth, man himself begins to think that he has power over all of this. We think that we can modify the seed, we can engineer everything, and we can bring it to the way we want to, and in that we forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We forget that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us the essence of all of that, and that is the water that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down from the sky. We could have had the best of seeds, we could have had the best of fertilizer, we could have had the most fertile land. All of it can be conducive, but if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala withholds just one ni'mat of His, and that is water, and we've seen it time and time again throughout the entire world, but yet man does not turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, but this is the example of the life of this world. Where does it lie? Ataha amruna laylan aw nahara. Our command comes down at night, or it comes down during the day. Faja'alnaha hasida. Then it makes stumps out of everything. In other words, it uproots everything from the ground. What is this amar of Allah? What is this command of Allah that Allah Ta'ala speaks about? That is some catastrophe that comes onto this earth. That during day or night, man can be looking at it. We can be seeing everything in the full view of man. Or man takes a break and he goes off to sleep. Whatever the time may be, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not constricted to all of that. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will send down a natural catastrophe. Sometimes it can be hail, sometimes it can be a fire, sometimes it can be a wind. Whatever that catastrophe is and what happens to everything, it is all totally destroyed. كَأَلَّمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ, as though it did not exist as recent as yesterday. Today when a person goes there, everything is totally destroyed. There is no sign of it. There is not even one bit of grass or vegetation in the land. And that is how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us the example of this life, that it is so short. Some ulama have expressed, and the author here also, Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani, rahimahumullah, has quoted and expressed the view that Allah Ta'ala shows us like this, that like the rain comes from above, similarly the ruh comes from above. The earth, insan is made from earth, both comes together and we get perfect insan. And then insan begins to grow, he acquires knowledge, he acquires the different sciences of this world. There is wealth that a person accumulates, and when people think that this man is ready now to serve community, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes away that ruh, and that person is no more. And hence in this way we need to understand our own lives. كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ, Allah Ta'ala says, that is how we elucidate and we make explicit our signs and our verses. لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, for those who have tafakkur, those who have the power and ability to reflect on the greatness of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.